And a big play here for Sandusky. They're able to get that first down. That's a couple, two or three more minutes they'll be able to work off the clock.
Same formation, Ubley crowding the box, and it's a pitch out to the right to Washi. Washi has the first down across the 25 and down to the 20. He needed four, and he got nine. And a big conversion for the Sandusky offense. Keeps the ball in possession with 7:16 left in the fourth quarter.
Ooh, that's a backbreaker for the Bearcats there. They got them right where they want them, fourth down and four. The play has been that pitch to the outside. They go right back to it, Sandusky does, and Ubley gets that lead defensive back out there to force them back up the middle. And when they've cut up the middle, there just hasn't been that secondary backer, linebacker, defensive back able to clean up that tackle. And Washi, I believe, does a really nice job of getting that first down.
Working off the right hash at the Ubley 21-yard line. It's a carry right up the middle. Wedge on the carry. Has not seen some action really since that first half. Tackle made by number 75, Nathan Partica. Wedge now 9 carries, 77 yards. He had a 53-yard run for a touchdown to start the scoring out of this ballgame. Not much since.
But Sandusky showing their versatility. They have plenty of guys that can run the ball anywhere from Sheridan to Franzel to Wedge to Washi. Now, you really haven't even seen what Matt Carlson truly has to offer yet, and that's their X-factor sleeper that they'll probably bring out of the bag of tricks later in the season. But right now, Sandusky in the driver's seat. If they can get another first down here, that'll set up a really good opportunity to score and put this game out of reach.
Carlson gets the snap, hands it off to his third option out of the tee. And that would be Washi once again, diving across the 15 out to the 13-yard line. Shy of the first down marker, tackle made by Ethan Lemke on the dive. Third down, 3 yards to go for the Redskins, leading by 8 points, 22-14, 5 minutes, 40 seconds left in the fourth quarter.
And just when the Bearcats, I think they got that pitch figured out, Washi does a great job of, he gets tripped up, but he's able to take one more step and dive forward, and a no gain turns into a gain of multiple yards. Just a word in Laker country, end of the third quarter, but the Hatchets have the ball, third and goal from the 2-yard line to start the fourth quarter.
Third down and three here for Sandusky. Carlson does his happy feet under center. Three men backfield. Handoff right in the middle to Wedge. And Wedge has the first down and busts across like a cannon shot out across the 10 down to about the 7-yard line. And that is an 11-yard gain. I'd say actually about 8-yard gain. And moves the chains, first and goal for the Sandusky Redskins, leading by 8 points.
Isaac Warzynski makes him pay for coming into the middle, but it's too late. An 8-yard gain is enough for a first down. First and goal now for Sandusky. About 6 yards to go to pay dirt. And if they're able to punch this in, that probably will be the final for the Bearcats. There's not enough time for them to score twice, so going to have to be a goal line stand here for the Bearcats if they want any chance to get back in this game.
In the tee, handoff to Washi, cuts back inside, blasts over his tackler, and gets all the way down inside to about the 3-yard line. A gain of 2 on the play. Tackle made by number 55 for Ubley. That would be Nolan Van Erp, the sophomore. Second down, goal to go from the 2, maybe the 3-yard line.
Ubley does a good job of preventing the touchdown there, but Sandusky always finds a way to get 2 or 3 yards. I don't know if you noticed that, Clark. It just seems like they went nowhere, but it's always 2 yards or maybe 3 to the positive. And credit to them, they've had very few negative runs all game long.
Final score, Peck takes out Ongage, 58-6. Carlson taking his time, second down goal to go from the 2-yard line. Handoff right up the middle, in for the score, touchdown Sandusky, and is back out to a 2-possession game. A big 2-yard run dives into the end zone for Sandusky, and now it's 28-14 with a 2-point conversion still upcoming.
Just a great drive by Sandusky from beginning to end. Big 4th-and-4 conversion led the way for Sandusky. They are able to burn a ton of time off the clock and able to punch it in on this Bearcat defense to go up 2 scores with just under 4 minutes to go in the game.
leading by 14 points, trying to make it 16 with 3:52 left in the regulation. And we have whistles, and we have a delay of game against Sandusky again, this time on a two-point conversion. It's now tied, Lakers and Bad Axe, 18 apiece. Hatchett's score early in the fourth quarter, missed the extra point. 18-18, Lakers and Bad Axe with less than 12 minutes to play.
Boy, if either one of those teams could put up a two-point conversion, that would be the difference in that game right now.
Just think if they had a kicker.
There you go, even better.
3:52 left in the fourth quarter. Sandusky caps off a 7-minute-plus drive for the score, covering 54 yards. We've had four possessions altogether in the second half. Three of them have resulted in a touchdown. Going for the two-point conversion, backed up 5 yards. Carlson rolling to his right to pass. Now he's going to keep it for himself, and he's upended hard at the 1 yard line. The two-point conversion is no good by William Spicer, number 12. So with 3:52 left in regulation, Sandusky leads by 14 points, 28-14, over the LB Bearcats right here on the WLW Sports Network.
For all your new or additional grain storage and handling facility needs, contact DS Services of Cass City, your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Call DS Services for anything, from a minor repair to site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility. They maintain a huge replacement parts inventory, provide millwright services, and their 3-truck and all-terrain cranes with certified operators can handle many truss jobs or other lifting needs. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318.
.352 left in regulation, 28-14, Sandusky leading. Four touchdowns equals four blasts of the siren here in Sandusky. Kicking off left to right across your radio, waiting back deep would be number 7, Nick Wright for the Bearcats. Fired up Sandusky sideline, good crowd, beautiful fall night here. Just here in the first week of September.
Nice to have that humidity finally break, Clark. I'm sure it's good for these players out here. And the short kick is off for Sandusky.
And Franzel, after scoring that last touchdown, goes a beeline, drives right into the hands of number 5, Ethan Peruski. Nolan Van Erp, double fives there. Brings it into the 45-yard line, so St. Ubley will have a short field to work with. 55 yards for a score if they want to make this one a ball game. They trail by 2 touchdowns currently.
And just under 4 minutes to go. Almost got to imagine they're going to go back to that spread offense and just hope Casey Sweeney's able to make some plays through the air to try to preserve a little time and find a way to score quickly.
And it's a handoff right up the middle. Not much going there. Maybe after moving the pile, actually out for 5 yards. Really should have been about 4. Spicer throws the ball back to the official. He missed that one. Spicer out for, and according to the spot, 6 yards. So that was not just a small gain. That was 6 yards for William Spicer. Now they're going in the hurry-up offense. Going back out of the pistol, Spicer to his left. Hands off to Spicer up the middle. Gets about 2 yards before the pile starts to push him back out of the 47-yard line in Sandusky territory. Clock still rolls, 3:15 left. Ubley with all 3 timeouts still.
Surprised they're still running the ball as much as they are, Clark. They got 3 receivers over here on the near side of the sideline to us, and there's 3 defensive backs over there. That's all, and one is playing very deep. I'd be shocked if there wasn't a screen pass, a wide receiver screen pass in the playbook or something, and test those defensive backs of Sandusky.
It's going to be quarterback keeper Casey Sweeney tries, and he's going to be brought down in the backfield inside Ubley territory. For a 4-yard loss by Zach Franzel, the linebacker, from the 48 back to the other 48. And again, a loss of 4 on the play. And fourth down and seven to go for the Ugly Bearcats with 2.5 to play in regulation.
That was a tough one there. They go read option. He takes it away from Spicer. Sweeney keeps it around the outside. He tries to stop and cut it back up, but Franzl, not fooled, makes a great